The Senate is heading out for a 10-day July 4th recess, and it's not clear when revisions to the Republican health care bill will be ready and when the Senate will vote on it. Some senators are turned off by the steep cuts to Medicaid in the bill. Yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office issued a new report that said projected Medicaid spending under the Senate Republican bill will decrease by 35% after two decades. Arkansas is one of the states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and that expansion covers more than 330,000 people. Asa Hutchinson is the Republican governor of Arkansas. He joins us now. Governor, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Well, what do you think at this point of the Senate's proposed plan to replace the Affordable Care Act?
Well, they've got some work to do. Obviously, we need to change from the status quo. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is not going to be sufficient in the long term. Everybody agrees on that point. The Senate brings some good things to the table. It gives us more flexibility in the states. They have given back to the states really the insurance regulation, which is an important part of the equation. They reduce the burden on the deficit. They have savings. So good things about the Senate bill. But there's some real problems when it comes to the states like Arkansas, that there's a significant cost shift on our health care system back to the states that many states cannot afford it. Arkansas is one of those. And so we took the Medicaid expansion, actually my predecessor did before I became governor. The state took the Medicaid expansion with the commitment of federal participation of 90%. And now they come in and they reduce that participation, which puts the states in a bind that we cannot afford that. We cannot subsidize that kind of exposure and payment. And so it would have a significant impact on reducing the Medicaid coverage for the expanded population. And they do cuts to the traditional Medicaid population that is a concern. So I've made some recommendation that hopefully will be listened to in the Senate that will improve the bill that they are currently considering.
Well, you said in a press conference, I'm a little bit worried that they've really tried to protect the non-expansion states, and they're putting a lot of money into the non-expansion states. This is all about votes there, and that worries me. What do you mean by that, this is all about votes?
Well, I mean, we've seen that before. You look at the special deals on Medicaid for the states. You've got New York, California, other states that all have carved out special payments to the states under the Medicaid program, and that creates some inequities out there. And so now we're in a position that they're obviously trying to get votes to pass the Senate bill. Which is understandable. I've been in that process before, but they want to bring in the non-expansion states, and they are covering additional payments for those states that you've got to look at very carefully as to whether the money is being dispersed fairly among all the states. And one of the principles of the governor's is that there should be a solution that does not reward or punish any state based upon whether they took expansion dollars or did not. And so I think that has to be looked at very carefully.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that 172,000 people would lose coverage in your state under this bill, 144,000 of those in Medicaid and 27,000 in the individual market. Is that acceptable to you, that there just isn't the federal money to pay for those people to continue to be able to have health insurance?
Well, it's a great concern to me. My goal is to reform the Medicaid system, both in Arkansas and nationally, but to do so in a way that gives the states the flexibility and the ability to control the cost, but also to keep the health care coverage that's so important. And so Arkansas has already initiated significant reforms to save money, to put in work requirements. That is significant reform. And so if you continue to give us the flexibility to do that, then we will help control costs both for the state and the federal government. And so my objective is not to throw people off of the Medicaid expanded roles or the traditional Medicaid. My objective is to control costs, but to make sure we have the safety net that's important, as well as some reasonable assistance for those that are trying to move up the economic ladder. So our suggestions addresses those. A very simple thing is that right now the block grants that they are suggesting the Senate bill excludes the expanded population. We need to have the ability to manage that population as well and hopefully preserve as much coverage as we can, even though there's cost-saving measures in place.
Well, when you say the goal is to control costs, have you seen any solution so far that would actually get health care costs to stop going up in general?
Yes. We just give the states more flexibility, and we can control costs. Now, we can't control everything and reduce the growth completely, but we can reduce the growth of health care expenditures by good management. For example, we set as a goal to save $800 million in savings on our Medicaid budget over 5 years. We're going to meet that goal, and that's something that benefits the federal government. But you've got to give us the tools. You've got to give us the opportunity to manage it and not continue down this path of strict federal controls that eliminate some of the flexibility of the states. You've got to give us the block grant capability for the expanded population. You've got to avoid a massive cost shift back to the states on the traditional Medicaid coverage, because that's something that we can't neglect our elderly population, those assisted living residents. We've got to take care of those, and if you minimize the reimbursement to the states on that, then that's something we have to pick up that makes it more difficult for us to cover the expanded population.
Yeah, about 65% of nursing home residents are on Medicaid. Do you have a sense at this point of how the Senate bill would affect people in your state who are in nursing homes?
Well, they would give us the option or put it into a per capita cap for some of that population, and they are high expense, high need categories that's unpredictable, and the states would wind up absorbing a greater percent of the cost for those residents, and that would be tough on the states. And so we're left with a conundrum of either cutting somewhere else in the programs, raising taxes, which is not going to be acceptable in this environment, or reducing services, and that's not the arena that you want to reduce services for our elderly population. That's who was originally to be served by Medicaid, so it's going to result in further cuts or an abandonment of the coverage under the expanded population to conserve our dollars to cover the most needy. And so there's significant consequences both in cost to the states, but also in our ability to deliver the services and cover those that are currently receiving health care coverage.
Do you feel like your concerns are being listened to in Congress about this health care bill?
I do. We have communicated regularly from the first of the year as a group of governors, and now that it's in the closing days, we're communicating very carefully with our own congressional delegation. And our senators have been very responsive. They've seen my list of requests or recommendations. I've been, you know, some of them are doable and some aren't doable, but they're listening and they're really pushing to try to find the right balance, because the current system that we have has got to be changed.
That's Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Governor, thank you for joining us.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you.